Over the recent years, we've seen a number of fatalities from particularly young males drowning after a night out in Kent. Last year, we teamed up with the family of Ben Savage, who tragically died the year before, and we launched some safety campaigns to really raise awareness of this particularly troubling and tragic habit that we've seen form in young men that go out drinking and often get themselves into difficulty in the waters in Kent afterwards. This involved us launching safety boat patrols and safety cars out on the roads, but above all, trying to raise awareness to friends and mothers and fathers, girlfriends, boyfriends, to just look after each other when you're out on a night out. Well, last year was the first Christmas period where we didn't see a death, and I would like to think that we played a small part in that, in spreading the word that if you are going out, to take care of your friends, make sure people get home safely, and organise a route home that doesn't involve going near the water. Well, I think the thing about the Christmas period is people often are socialising in areas that they're not used to. They might be going out after work and away from their normal areas. They tend to drink a bit more. That's certainly a habit we've seen. And particularly for men, to be frank, the challenge for them is that they often decide to go to the loo in the river or near the river, and that's where they can sometimes get into difficulty tumbling in. So we have a very simple, clear message: is please look after your mates on a night out. Make sure everyone's getting home, preferably in a taxi rather than trying to walk home, but look after each other. We suggest that you don't take routes home that involve walking past open water, be that the sea or the rivers and lakes further inland. The temptation to get too close, and particularly after a few drinks, and stumble in. And unfortunately, there's a condition called cold shock, where falling into the water unexpectedly in cold weather can create a sensation of people having to breathe in, and that's where they suck in water and drown very, very quickly.